Today, we'll start at a branch in Oakland's Chinatown. Currently, more than 47 million Americans are getting help from the government to buy food. And even though applicants for assistance have decreased in the past couple of months, in places like Alameda County, the numbers are still high. There, one out of every six residents gets help at the county food bank. That's almost 50,000 people a week. The food bank also helps eligible families and individuals apply for CalFresh, the state's nutrition assistance program. The problem is, many people have no idea that they're even eligible. So CalFresh is trying to reach out. And one place they're doing that is at the Asian branch of the Oakland Public Library. Keja Geldhoff brings us the story.
It's a weekday afternoon, and the Asian branch of the Oakland Public Library is crowded. Patrons of all ages fill the single-story space. They're browsing the shelves, reading Chinese language newspapers, using the computers, chatting, and socializing. It's the busiest branch in the Oakland library system, located in the heart of Chinatown. A heavily pregnant woman is sitting at a table, resting her hands on her belly and listening intently to Kim Lee, a community outreach associate with the Alameda County Community Food Bank. The topic of their discussion is not books, it's food, specifically the application process to sign up for food stamps.
I come here every month, one time for 2 hours, to help the people over here at the Oakland downtown.
Lee is a perfect fit for this job. At one of the most ethnically diverse libraries in the city, she can talk with just about everybody. In English, Mandarin, Cantonese, and Vietnamese.
Many immigrant people, they just arrive and they don't have transportation. And also they don't know where to go, who to help, who can help them, and because of the language problem, so they really need help.
Kim's language skills allow her to connect with members of the East Bay Asian immigrant community who might not otherwise have the resources to apply for CalFresh. Janet Chung, the head librarian and branch manager, sees how important the library is as a resource, especially for new immigrants.
For this branch, I think the special thing is because we have things in the home language, and we also have staff who are multilingual on board, and then we speak all different kind of Asian languages in here, so that really brings that new immigrant community into this library. And beyond the Oakland community, too, because we would have people coming in from the South Bay, from the North Bay, people in the Tri-Valley, they all come to use this branch.
The food bank began offering food stamp enrollment workshops at the Asian branch in 2005 when it received a grant from the USDA, allowing the CalFresh outreach team to offer Chinese language application assistance. The goal was, and is, to reach people who are eligible for food stamps but not participating, especially non-native English speakers. The library is an ideal location for this type of outreach. It's a multilingual environment with materials in eight Asian languages, including Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Thai, Cambodian, Tagalog, and Laotian. And Lee says people of all ages are coming in to apply, including families with children.
A lot of children, especially the Asian family, they apply for children a lot, because the parent is not qualified for that.
Lee explains that although some Asian immigrants are not eligible for food stamps, their children often qualify. This was the case with the pregnant client Lee spoke with earlier in the afternoon. She told me that she was applying for CalFresh for her older children, and she will apply for her son once he is born. Librarian Vera Yip says they are seeing more families lately.
We are actually seeing a lot of families with young children. And recently, because of the economic downturn, we got more and more people to ask about the food stamp program.
Vera mentions that library staff are also hearing from another demographic.
Recently, we've been getting a lot of phone calls, not just from Asian clients. It's actually people that speak English. So actually, we are seeing more people that can speak English to come and utilize this service.
Don, a 64-year-old retiree, is one of these individuals. He lives on a fixed income in downtown Oakland and takes care of his elderly mother. He says he's used food stamps in the past and needs them again now.
It was very helpful, yes. So I was kind of in a squeeze and thought, oh, I have to get off my behind and do it.
More and more Oakland residents are needing that assistance. And this outreach program at the library is helping to ease hunger for people like Don and his mother. For Mills College, I'm Keisha Geldhoff.